You are delighted that they're going back to school, and you're also concerned about what may happen as a result of the mass gatherings of school children going back. But we will, as I said before this, follow the guidance of the health professionals. But one of the things that was really highlighted during lockdown, and of course with the catch-up that's now underway for our school children, is, I suppose, the lack of digital equipment that some youngsters have indeed access to. If you're lucky enough to be in a home where there's good internet, indeed where there's income coming in and the kit is able to be purchased, well then you have a head start. Unfortunately for many families that isn't the case. And the business and the community team are running an initiative to try and get digital donations. I want to speak to one of the businesses very much involved in business in the community, Par NI, and speak to Gemma Bond, who's with us. Gemma, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Gemma, no better day than today than to remind ourselves of how challenging it is for some families when it comes to technology, software, the various tablets, laptops, all of the kit that youngsters need. This Business in the Community campaign is asking businesses to donate hardware and skills.
Absolutely, and Par NI is delighted to be a partner for the digital donations appeal. It's estimated around 9% of children in the UK don't have access to a laptop, a desktop or a tablet at home. And certainly I know so many families have felt the effects of that, particularly if you're a house that has multiple children of different ages, perhaps one at primary school, one at secondary school, and their needs are different. So we're absolutely delighted to join Business in the Community to try and help schools to really get those resources. It's wonderful news today, hopefully, that the schools are going to start returning. But, you know, technology has become an even more important part of our everyday lives, especially for education, you know, whether that's a child that is on long-term sick. I actually was a child myself as a teenager that had to work from home a lot because of an illness. And certainly technology was such a big part of my education. And moving forward, I think that's going to be even more so. So we're delighted to try and help more schools to get the really needed resources.
Yeah, some people will be thinking, oh, they're back to school now, they're not going to need the items, but they actually are going to need them more, because these children of today are, even though they don't like the catch-up term because it puts children under pressure to some extent, the reality is they have ground to make up and they need all the assistance in every household that they can possibly get.
I actually trained as a teacher, and at the point where I trained, technology was becoming such a bigger part of school. And I think it's such an amazing thing, because also it gives children a chance to go back and reflect on things. You know, it's not just a solitary lesson that they've had in class. They can go back and they can review resources, particularly for our young people who are maybe at the kind of 16 to 18 mark, and they're doing those important assessments and exams to help them further themselves in their careers. And so I think it's so important to have those resources, and, you know, we're delighted to help in whatever way we can, along with other partners like Belfast Harbour.
Yes, and what are you looking for? You're looking for new equipment, second-hand equipment. You're looking for a wide range of items.
Yes, we would encourage any other large businesses out there. You know, Par and I, we have three sites, Belfast, Oma and Antrim, 430 staff. And we are really proud to join. We know there's loads of other organisations, whether you're a small business that has 20 staff, whether you're a really large organisation like us, to join, and whether that's donate money. We personally donated an amount of money, and our money is going to be used to refurbish computers that other businesses have donated. You could donate whether that's one new device, 10 new devices, or just get in contact with Business in the Community and see if you have some devices that are sitting around the office. I know lots of organisations like us have moved to home working, hybrid working, so there's lots of desktops sitting in different offices that aren't being used. So if you have one sitting about, 10 sitting about, definitely give Business in the Community a wee email and see what you can do with those. Because, you know, as the saying goes, every little helps, and Par and I are more than happy to help out where we can.
And they can be refurbished, and that's where most of them probably will come from. There'd be something that's a year or two old, but when you put the experts on the ground with them, it turns into a very usable piece of toolkit for a young person?
Yeah, no, certainly. So a business and community have the experts there. As I said, that's what Power and I has donated the funds for. And they have an expert team that are looking at those devices and seeing what is suitable and what's not. And more than anything, you know, you may as well ask. It's better to see if it could be a valuable resource to someone else before you consider recycling that instead.
Totally. If you have that sort of equipment, business in the community would love to hear from you. Gemma, good speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed. You went from being a teacher to sponsorship and events with Power NI. Are you a bit short on events this year with the lockdown? Have you had an easy year or a more challenging year?
Different year, Frank. We're really embedded in communities, and one of the big things I work on is an initiative called Brighter Communities, and we give away £1,000 each month to a grassroots group. So we've been continuing that. We're actually giving away £3,000 this month to whoever that may be. Could be a school, could be a football team. You know, they're talking about bringing outdoor sports back. It could be anything to do with the library, whatever you want. We are just really passionate about communities being the best that they can be, and also about making people aware that there are great things in their communities. We've met so many amazing people. I've been running the programme since April 2018. I have met cycling pensioners in Portadown. I've met beekeepers. I've met basketball players. The most amazing things go on in our country. And, you know, I think it's so important as we continue to kind of go through this cycle of the pandemic and we're hopefully coming out the other side, that we really think about all those wonderful things that are there for everyone in our community to take part in. So I really encourage people to get involved with Brighter Communities. I'd love to see lots of applications from the U105 listeners.
Lovely stuff. Get on to the Power NI website if you want more information on that, or indeed the Business in the Community website. If you have the digital equipment that you can assist us with, you can go to the U105 website, of course, for steers on all of this. Gemma, thank you indeed. Gemma Bond from Power NI. I'm going to speak in a moment to Jan, who's got some points that she would like to make on the programme. Here on U105, of course, you can have your say as well. So what's on your mind this Tuesday morning?